The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, in this month of fresh starts and good intentions, Dry January has become a popular trend. But something that started out as a one-month challenge to go without alcohol seems to be becoming more and more prevalent throughout the calendar year, as our reporter Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
Some say that drinking's a sin, but a gaggle is fine now and then.
When I first got to college, I was very nervous about the fact that I didn't drink because it's through parties and going out to pubs and bars and things that you meet people, you have a lot of interactions. And so not having alcohol as a social lubricant, I felt that I was going to be left out or judged in some way. And so people were really positive about it and very receptive. And I found that's actually more so in Ireland than the U.S., which is quite surprising because I feel like Ireland has more of at least a public drinking culture than in the U.S.,
For drinking has been in this world forever and ever. Amen. Now, if it wasn't legal...
Attitudes towards drinking in Ireland are changing. According to figures from the Irish Brewers Association, sales of low and non-alcoholic beer jumped by 60% in the Republic in 2018, and that trend seems to be holding steady. On Capel Street in Dublin, in Ireland's first alcohol-free bar, the Virgin Mary, bar manager Anna Walsh is mixing me a non-alcoholic cocktail.
We all know it's better not to drink it, but it's also become a lot more socially acceptable. But I don't know why it has become more socially acceptable, but it's a good thing, so I don't question it too much.
They serve all sorts of alcohol-free beer, wine and cocktails. And even though to the eye it looks just like any other bar, the owner, Vaughan Ward, says there are some pretty distinct differences.
Nicest kind of punters, I would say, that come into your bar. They bring the glasses back to the bartender. Their toilets are always clean. We don't have a licence, so we can kind of dictate our opening hours. Insurance is about a tenth of what you pay for a normal bar. So that's another positive of having a non-alcohol bar.
As to why this trend is happening, Vaughan says young people may have seen the bad effects alcohol can have on families.
There's also this kind of health drive that is so driven by the likes of Instagram and social media, where people are so aware of their bodies, how they come across, because they're photographing themselves much more than probably I ever did. And I didn't have a phone with a camera when I was that age, so there was no chance of it. They were two separate things, and the phone was generally fixed to a wall.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
Ronan McGovern is my name, and I'm CEO at Sandymount Technologies, which is a beverage technology company.
Originally from Newbridge in Kildare, Ronan's company is based in Boston.
Boston is definitely 18 months behind Newbridge, Dublin, in terms of non-alcoholic. And I'd say Ireland is probably a little bit behind, say, Germany, Denmark. So what is happening right now in Ireland, the proliferation of the non-alcoholic brands, I think, is just going to come very, very shortly. And we're seeing the early days over here in Boston.
Ronan says to make non-alcoholic beer, the process involves evaporating or boiling off the alcohol, which ends up removing a lot of the flavour too. So most companies just add flavours to it afterwards.
We make non-alcoholic beer without adding any flavours back. So it means we need to be a lot more delicate in how we take out the alcohol. So we focus on kind of keeping that original flavour and just sticking with that when we remove out the alcohol and not trying to come in with something else on top, which is harder, but if you can do it, you kind of get a better match to the original.
Well, everybody knows your name.
In Cork, Stonewall Cider co-founder Daniel Emerson recognised the need for an alcohol-free cider offering on the market.
The reality is, and this is a WHO stat, Ireland's overall alcohol consumption has decreased by 25% between 2006 and 2016, and I think it's only continued to do that since 2016. So I think it will be an increasing trend. It's part of the overall change in the consumption patterns of the consumer, drinking less, drinking better quality, And I think within that mix, there's certainly a requirement for the non-alcoholic piece. So yes, there will be more, and we're certainly counting on there being a substantial increase in the amount of non-alcoholic beverages consumed.
Back in the Virgin Mary, Anna is just putting the finishing touches to my alcohol-free cocktail.
So to twist that up, I'm grating a little bit of black cardamom, so it will give the drink a slightly smoky aroma.
At the end of the night, do you still flash the lights for last orders?
I do sometimes, and it gets a bit of a laugh. You know. Right, guys. So we finish serving at 11, but we don't shoo people out the door, you know. But that's a nice civilised time to wrap things up, isn't it?
Don't ask me.
Well, I can assure you 11 p.m. is early doors for our Liam Garrett.